Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Good Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Nick Keyser. Do I see Elijah Campbell?
We have an Elijah sighting. Yes, we have
Michelle Knezevic.
Sighting.
It's a family reunion.
Look at the hair. The hair is flowing, too. Oh,
he
my
looks
goodness.
Good.
Only thing you need now is a guitar.
He looks like... He kind of looks like Jonathan India from the Reds. That's the look he's going on.
He's got that flow, man. I like the flow. I wish I had it, man. Seriously.
It's good.
Wish I had the flow.
But a lot to get into today. The Titans go into Lambeau last night. And look, it's a 10-point game, but I think it was a dominating performance. The Titans, there was never a point in that game that I felt the Titans are going to lose. The whole time I felt like they're going to win this game. I really liked the effort that they had last night, the execution. I owe Ryan Tannehill an apology. I'll get to that in a second. But I thought it was just an overall really, really nice performance by the Titans. So that is obviously what we had planned on talking about all day. The Predators get a win last night in a fun game at Bridgestone Arena. So both Nashville teams feeling good this morning.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, guys... We got it. Well, I'm glad it wasn't that.
No, I'm just saying, let's just stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop everything. Let's go.
But unfortunately, the news comes out that Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing, who I'll say this, had the best game of, I believe, his career.
That was the best coaching job he's done since he's been here. I don't know what he did in Oakland when he was there. Now Las Vegas, but yesterday's game was flawless for him.
Yeah, it was. But he was arrested in the wee hours of the morning just after I've heard just after 3, but the intake time was 4:39, according to the report, in charge with DUI. So he was speeding through Williamson County.
First mistake.
Second
mistake.
The plane landed around 2:07, and then the arrest occurred around 2:30. That's when he got to jail a couple hours later, but was released on bond around 6:46 a.m. this morning. But Titans offensive coordinator charged with DUI. And guys, we've been talking about this all morning in our texts. You know, I know for a fact that the NFL, the Titans, you can get a lift. They have a deal. You get a lift. There is absolutely zero excuse. And nobody's perfect. We've all probably done, questionable things before, but I know if I'm out with my friends and I've had too much to drink, I either get a ride or I call an Uber or a Lyft. And it's such a simple thing now. It's right there on your phone. I mean, I do love that Uber and Lyft have come into existence because – you're not trying to hail a cab anymore or get a ride or, something like that.
Sure.
I mean, well, most of them are driving Uber now.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But I just, there's no excuse for it whatsoever.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's no excuse. First, mistake was, being intoxicated. Second mistake is, why in the hell are you speeding through Williamson County, of all counties? Why are you speeding through Williamson County? There's counties that you just don't speed through, my young man, and Williamson County is one of those counties you just don't speed through, okay? They have nothing else better to do at 2-3 in the morning but sit there and wait on you. They're doing their job. And if they see you out at 1-2 o'clock in the morning, they're going to pull you over.
Right.
If you're not going to speed limit. And then on top of that, you may have been intoxicated. That's even worse. I don't understand that. I mean, I lived in Williamson County. And listen, I'm not perfect. I've had my share of things and whatnot. But when I lived in Williamson County, when I would go out with friends, I'd be like, listen, there's some things I'm just not doing. Because, and my friends would tell you, because I'm the one that got to ride through Williamson County, not y'all. Or y'all staying in, you know, Davidson or somewhere else. I got to ride through Williamson County. And I know Williamson County past 11 o'clock. And they're there just sitting and waiting. And they're doing their jobs. And if you're speeding down Franklin Road, or if you're speeding down 65 while you're in Williamson County, or you get off on one of those exits and you're speeding, they're going to get you. You're rolling the dice. That's what you're doing. So the first mistake was being intoxicated, and the second mistake was, why in the hell are you speeding through Williamson County? It's like the drug test. How in the hell did you get popped for marijuana when they tell you what the date and what the time is going to be? Listen, we all make mistakes. I'm not calling for his job or anything. It was just a bad judgment call by him.
Definitely.
That's the way I see it. And treat him like you would treat the players. He needs to get suspended.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Okay, so I want to say this, Willie, real quick before you weigh in. So I don't know. I need to look at the CBA, what the rules are
for
the players.
I'm about to tell you the rules because I pulled it up.
Okay.
I pulled it up this morning.
Actually, I don't know what the rules are for the coaches, but I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I have no worries whatsoever that Todd Downing is going to receive the proper punishment. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I trust Mike Vrabel. And Mike Vrabel don't put up with any bull, you know what. He says it all the time. Don't do dumb bleep to hurt the team. He will handle it, and I trust him to handle it.
It's not just Vrabel. I think any coach in this situation, you have to, whether it's a player or another coach, there's a level of responsibility that you
absolutely
have.
And if you're going to hold the players to
exactly,
it, you've got
to
hold
the coaches
to it.
And this is what the personal conduct policy is. And this is just for players. But the wording here, it says league policy for players. But here's the wording. It is a privilege to be a part of the National Football League. Now, this is the league policy in 2008, right after the collective bargaining agreement. It says everyone, keyword, and they outlined it. They put it in bold letters. Everyone who is a part of the league must refrain from conduct detrimental to the integrity of the public's confidence in the NFL. And then it further states at the bottom, where is this? It says, conduct that poses a genuine danger to the safety and well-being of another person. Conduct detrimental to the team. So whether you're a coach or a player, you fall in line with these rules. That's what the NFL says. I know it's a collective bargaining amongst the players, but they outlined it in bold letters.
Sure. So he's in violation of that,
exactly,
without a doubt. The question is, what will be the punishment?
It should be a suspension. I'm not calling for his job. I'm not. Because
no.
He deserves a second. But he should be suspended because people will be calling for a player to get suspended too.
I just wouldn't assume that will be...
It should be.
Well,
no questions
that's
asked.
That's totally fine if that's what
I believe Tim Kelly is going to call the plays in the next game.
That's what I think.
That's very possible. I'm just saying I'm not going to make that assumption. I think.
Why, though? Why wouldn't you?
It's not assuming.
It's conventional,
wisdom. Exactly. It's based upon the rule. He should be suspended.
But by the league or by the team?
The league should suspend him.
Okay, the league might.
The team should do it first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the team should do it first.
My hope is the team does it first, and I think they will. I don't think Vrabel puts up with
that.
Okay,
but let me ask the question. Do you think in the history of the NFL there have been people that have gotten DUIs that have not been suspended?
I got to go back.
Unfortunately, yes.
I got to go back.
Probably so.
Within the last couple of years, probably not.
But
everyone that has.
I don't know that.
I'm sure within the last couple of years. I can't speak on years prior, like 10, 15 years ago, because the league was different. Society was different. But I would tend to believe that if you got pulled over for a DUI, you got taken to jail as a player, you were suspended and or fined. It was both, because you get suspended, you get fined because you missed that paycheck. If that is for the player, I'm not assuming him in a damn thing. He needs to be suspended. This has nothing to do with whether I like Todd Downing or not. It's the rules. You would have suspended a player, you suspend the coach because it's detrimental to the league.
I would have no problem if that's what happened. If I'm Mike Vrabel, I'd want to know some of the circumstances. I know this, that I would be asking from the top, what's the policy? What are the protocols when you're coming home from a game? I know this. As a person that travels with the Predators, we arrive home late from a lot of road games. And the policy when you come home, about drinking on the plane, because it looks very clear that there had to be some alcohol consumption on the plane for him to be under the influence, because it looks like the timeline would be the plane lands, he drives home and gets caught speeding and then gets the DUI. So you put two and two together. Obviously, there was some drinking, celebrating, whatever you want to call it, on the plane. And that's fine. But if you're going to do that, you obviously have to take measures. You got to be willing to leave your car
at the airport,
or you got to make sure that you're not intoxicated when you land, right? And so there are some teams. I know, depending on the coach, there's different coaches that have different policies on what you can do after the game. D-Mace, I don't know what it was like for you on those Sundays coming home. Everybody's excited, you know. This is a night game, right? So it's a little different. Sometimes you're coming home at different times of the night, but it's something that you have to address. And I'm sure every team has got their own policy here. So that's the first thing, is what happened. And then, you know, there's also – I saw Joe Dubin had an interesting tweet. I think about that too. Did anybody notice that he was had too many and say, wait a minute, hold on. And you've got to be responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's a lot. These are, we like, want to blame, we're all human here.
We want to point the finger. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody else.
Of course not. He's not. And neither will Todd Downing. He will take full responsibility
and I'm
for
sure
this
he
for
would.
Sure.
Yeah. So he's a grown man. He knew exactly what he was doing. He probably thought if he wasn't, because it, I mean, alleged, he was intoxicated, allegedly got pulled over, sent to jail for the DUI. He probably thought that I'm good to drive home. And he must have made that decision. But when you take that chance to get behind the wheel when you have had, you know, two or three drinks, then you open yourself up to whatever happens from the time you get in that car to the time you get out of that car.
Right. So some people will look at this as a black and white. Either it's a DUI or it's not. And that's totally fine. But there are different, you know, thank goodness that there was nobody else involved. Because that's the biggest thing about a DUI. You're putting everybody else around you in danger.
And what did I just read with that rule? What did that rule just say? If you put anybody else in danger.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to get into an accident or anything. But you are putting people in danger by doing these things.
But let's be realistic. There have been many people. I mean, I don't know what his – it doesn't say anything about did he take the field sobriety test, what was his blood alcohol level. There's a lot of things that we don't know about
the
circumstances.
And I understand that, and I agree with that. People are texting saying that, you know, you guys are saying it's a DUI. He was charged with a DUI. He was charged with a DUI. Whether – I don't know what he blew. I don't know what
– Maybe he didn't.
Blood
maybe
test.
He didn't
probably
take it.
Didn't.
He may not have taken the breathalyzer.
Yeah, he may not, which indicates, too – there was a high possibility that he was.
Right. So, I mean, here's the thing that I will say, and I all the texters that are saying, well, you got to wait for the, you know. For
that
the
is true.
He still got arrested,
exactly.
People.
Exactly.
Well, like, for speeding. Damn. He got arrested for speeding.
And DUI. I don't want to hear this damn stuff, man. If this was a player, and if it wasn't your team, fans, if it wasn't your team, and say it was a Green Bay player or a Cincinnati player leaving town, driving, he got pulled over, y'all would be crucifying him. Call a spade, damn it. Like my mama would say, call a spade. He made a bad judgment call. It was a bad judgment call. I'm not asking that he be fired or anything else. But you got to go along with the rules. If a player was to do this, if this happened to, and I'm not going to even say the name because I don't want none of those guys to get pulled over for anything. But if it was one of the players, my sentiment would be the same. Listen, y'all got a responsibility. I understand how the flight goes. I understand everybody's excited. I get that. I've been there. But you also have the responsibility, too, to make sure you get yourself home safely and you don't hurt anyone else in the process. Especially, I understand it's 2 o'clock in the morning and a lot of people are out. It doesn't matter. You can slip. You can, you know, it could have been wintertime. You can slip on some ice and wreck the car and hurt yourself. You know, now you've hurt the team because you've hurt yourself.
Right.
You know, so my thing is, people, I understand what y'all are saying, but call a spade, damn it. You know? That's just the way it is. I'm not asking for his job. I'm not. But
nobody says you are.
But you know, hey, Kelly comes in.
But well, because I got
if he called the good,
I'm gonna bring something up. I want to bring something up, uh-huh. And I'm gonna go down this road coming up next. But we welcome your calls, your text 615-737-1025. The Titans win in Green Bay last night, but Todd Downing was arrested for DUI last night and speeding in Williamson County. That is obviously a big story today as we're up and running here on Chase Willie D Mace 1025-1063 The Game. Chase Willie D Mace 1025-1063 The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. You know, I wanted to have a little fun today before this Todd Downing stuff came out, so I have given young Nick a playlist.
Oh, I love it.
This is Chase's playlist today.
I like it.
Oh, I'm already liking it.
So a little Whitney, Queen of the Night, 30th anniversary of the Bodyguard soundtrack. So there you go.
Well, I don't know if you guys discussed it before I got on there. When you tagged, you know, you and I were, we split the duties yesterday. You tagged me in, but we had quite the discussion on our text line about Whitney Houston and who were the rivals of Best Voice, right? And Derek was giving thumbs up, thumbs down to some of the nominees.
Nice.
Some he was like, okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Like you Whitney's your undisputed
number one.
Yeah,
but Christina Aguilera.
That Christina, right? Look, and then there were a couple other nominees. Yeah, you said nope, like, not in the same ballpark.
Nah, they're good, but they're not in the same ballpark. At least to me.
So look, we're going to talk about this game. We're going to have some fun today, but this is a big story, and I want to say this because a lot of you are weighing in on the text line, and you know Donovan I think has made a very very good point. We're just saying to slow your roll until we get more information. Innocent until proven guilty. Once the facts have been established, then we can start discussing penalties. I understand that. The thing is, he was speeding, so he was pulled over. The officer then had to have probable cause to go through the DUI checklist, and in his or her opinion, the officer, Downing did not meet those requirements and therefore was taken into custody for a DUI. That's the fact that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I totally agree that he could have taken the breathalyzer, they could have run the blood test, he's going to come in under the legal limit and he'll be fine. That happens. People have pointed out, people get arrested for DUI sober all the time. Totally agree. But here's the thing. It's out there now. It happened. The event happened. There was a mugshot. He had to post bail. There was a reason that he was taken to jail. That's what we're discussing. And I don't think the Titans can sit there and necessarily wait. Vrabel's talking in an hour. He's going to get asked about it.
Sure he is.
And so he's got to be prepared for that. And again, if it was a player, we're blasting him.
Yes.
Whether it's a Titan or a Packer or Bengal or whoever.
We would say he's being irresponsible. What was he thinking? Yada, yada, yada. That's what listen.
But don't we want to know all of
absolutely.
The circumstances?
Yeah, 100%.
Before you decide what the punishment is going to be.
But how many times, I'm asking this though, how many times do you see a team or a league lay out a punishment because they have to? Like, they have to have a reaction. That's just where we are in society now, that you have to show that you're on it, and then you let the facts come out, and then you go, okay, now that we have the facts, they're not suspended anymore. That's probably where they're going
to
go with this.
My thing is the Titans need to just suspend him for one game, get it over with, and then kind of go from there. Because if you don't and you allow everything to kind of go through its process and then the league said we're suspending him, well, now he might be suspended for a game that you actually need him for. It could possibly be a playoff game that he's not there now. So – we see colleges do it all the time, and we don't say a damn thing about universities. When a kid gets a DUI or a kid gets in trouble, they suspend him automatically. They try to get in front of it. We don't say a damn thing about that. We do. We say that's a good job by the university.
Sure.
They got in front of it. They suspended a guy for a game or two, and then they allow everything to go back in place. Well, why in this situation are we sitting here and we're debating on – let's wait for the NFL to do this. No, get ahead of it. As I would say, a player, get ahead of it, get in front of it, suspend it for one game, and just get over it.
But we don't know There have been people that have been wrongfully accused of something, whether it's a DUI or something
hell,
else.
Willie,
we don't
I know that. I know that.
So you can't.
I mean,
so
we all know that.
I just would like to know more information before we decide he's going to be suspended. He's not going to be suspended. Hey, look. I don't. We don't know. Maybe he's got a drinking problem. That's possible. All of these things.
I'm
are
not
possible.
Saying that. I know. Well,
that's what I'm
problem.
Saying. But we. That's why we can't. We don't know everything. So let's wait a little bit before we decide. It's a terrible look, and I know. You know, it's a very serious thing, driving under the influence. But I have seen before people get pulled over, accused of something,
sure.
whether it be DUI, anything else, and then it turns out. Hey, when you get all the facts in, maybe he was wrongfully pulled over. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but I'm just saying let's hold up a little bit before we find out. He may well have absolutely deserved to be pulled over. DUI, maybe he took the breathalyzer, and maybe he absolutely should be suspended, maybe for more than one game. But we don't know.
Hey, Williamson County Police, Willie said that I didn't, okay?
Okay, a lot of you want to weigh in. 615-737-1025. You can call or text our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I'm going to real quick just ask you guys a quick question.
Okay.
Some of the and it's mixed. There are people that are like, hey, he should be suspended. He should know better. Hey, there are people, let's let it play out, all that stuff. It's a mixed opinion right now. If they lose last night and he calls a bad game again, what's the reaction?
Oh, people are saying suspend him. That's why it's like.
And you know that factor.
Exactly. Listen, if they would have lost that game and he would have caught a horrible game, what we may have thought would have been a horrible game, but that didn't happen. He caught the best game of his career, I think. But had he caught a horrible game, and they lost that game, I would almost bet just about everything I have, those sentiments would be a lot different. They would be, he needs to be suspended. It would be, he needs to be fired. There would be people calling for his job. I'm not calling for his job. I think everybody deserves a second chance in certain situations. But there are consequences for your actions. The consequences may be small or the consequences may be big. But there has to be consequences because, again, your players are looking at you. You are a person of authority. Your players are looking at you. And if they allow this to sort of, let's just sweep it under the rug, let's go about our business, what do you think the players are thinking?
Right.
They're like, man, seriously? Like, that's how it goes. So there is a distinct difference between player and coach or player and administration. They can do this. And everything is fine. If people are saying, wait. But when a player do it, it's like, you know, get on him now. Suspend him now. Do this now. I didn't hear anybody, when players do things, oh, let's just wait. Let's wait on the player.
Some teams. Some teams will let the player play until convicted. Yeah. Remember the old, let's let the legal process play itself out. You've heard plenty of coaches and teams do that when a player gets in trouble, whether it be a DUI or anything else, and play through some bad PR.
Oh, they
I can remember plenty of times where that's happened.
But I think now, with where we're at as a society, you see it across every league. They are trying to get in front of a lot of this stuff rather than be.
Right, because it's a bad look.
And in this day and age,
when you have lifts, you have policies in place
Absolutely.
Over the years where you have options to avoid putting yourself in this situation.
And that's what I go back to. Mm-hmm. That's what I go back to. There have been times where. I probably felt fine, but I go, you know what? I'm going to play it safe. And I go.
And that's
and I
smart. Get, Err on the side of caution.
Because, you know, I mean, here's the other thing. I look at it from a different view than maybe some of you listening, because I got a lot to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were to risk it and get pulled over and get a DUI, it's like, man, I'm a public figure. I'm on the radio.
Of course.
Every day.
But don't we know in our circles, we have all been in that situation where we have had to make the choice. Okay, maybe I've had a couple beers. How long has it been since I started drinking? Is it safe for me to drive?
Right.
And sometimes it's not 100%. Like we're not perfect.
No.
Right? So we don't know what the decision making process was for Downing one way or the other.
And right. And he knows himself more than we do.
Right.
His body.
So I'm just saying let's wait and hear
what
happened. It might have been he made a horrendous judgment, but it might have been borderline. It could have been anywhere along the spectrum here.
615-737-1025. I promise, Jim, Lorenzo, Larry, we will get to you coming up next. Taking your calls on Todd Downing, arrested when the Titans returned home last night after winning in Green Bay. We'll do that next. 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. DJ Chase's playlist today. A little MJ. So good far,
choice.
So good.
Good choice. Oh,
so far,
no
so good.
Oh,
that's jamming right
solid.
There.
This is solid. Okay.
If Willie says solid, it's solid. Ned, yes.
Now, this is, I think this was on Bad.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But there's, spoiler, there's another MJ song that was on Thriller. Today, 40 years. Of Thriller, the 40th anniversary of Thriller album
being released.
So it was the
today.
30th year of Bodyguard yesterday,
yep.
And 40th of Thriller.
Yep.
Oh shit!
It's cool. So it came out like at 11 last night on Apple Music, and so uh-huh. I was kind of listening to it. They have demos that MJ did at his house of Beat
oh,
It and Billie Jean, and it's funny because the demo is he's getting the instrumental down. So like I'm listening to it and it's Billie Jean. He's like. Like he doesn't even have
yeah.
any lyrics.
So the words aren't even there
yeah.
yet. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just getting the instrumental down.
I love that whole process, and I enjoyed that. If you ever watch The Beatles, it's called Get Back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's long.
They really
but,
get back?
Yeah, well, the four of them, they're all collaborating on these songs that we all know, like the back of our hand, some of their most famous songs, right? Get Back is one of the songs, and you watch it. Start from the very, very beginning. They don't have the lyrics, and just little by little, they're all pitching in how to play the instruments on it. What should the lyrics be? What's the arrangement? Just the building of songs. It's an awesome thing to watch. So I'm gonna have to check that out with Michael Jackson there.
Yeah, for sure.
The making of Thriller.
Making a
615-737-1025. Taking your calls on Todd Downing. We will get to the actual game. The Titans won last night. They're 7-3. But Todd Downing arrested this morning. For suspicion of DUI, let's go to Jim. Jim is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Hey, just an observation and a question for D-Mace, although given his mood the last two segments, I'm afraid he may track me down and kick my ass.
No, not at all. Not at all.
The observation, I think one of the things also, when you're getting home at 2 or landing at 2 a.m. and then driving home, you're more apt to think, hey, I'm borderline, but there's not going to be anybody out on the road. It's okay if I can drive versus if it was 5 in the rush hour, you're not going to drive after you've had a few drinks. The question for D-Mace and a candid question, but I know it's been said that teams provide Ubers or taxis or whatever for guys if they think they've had too much. Mm-hmm. But in the macho world of pro sports, I mean, as a guy, whether a coach or player, saying, yeah, I need an Uber because I've had too much, isn't there the, well, I've had too much, I can't handle my alcohol, I'm a wuss? Is there that factor that comes into play?
Thank you,
Jim. Thanks,
Jim. I appreciate it. No, that doesn't come into play. I think it's just a societal thing. I think, you know, people believe that, you know, because we had this conversation off air. You know, if Chase, who's, you know, 4 or 5 inches taller than me, and he's just bigger than me. If he has
6'4" and 2.
Exactly. He's 5 inches taller than me. But if Chase has 3 beers and Derek has 3 beers, well, it's going to affect me a little bit different than it would Chase.
Right.
Chase might be fine to walk around, but if he blew into a breathalyzer, he would probably blow over the legal limit. And technically, you're under the influence of alcohol. I may know after three drinks, hey, listen, I can't drive. I'm done. Well, Chase might be fine. So I don't think it has anything to do with this, you know, masculinity thing or macho thing. I just think it's a societal thing because we see this every day where people get in the car and they get pulled over. Just look at your Instagram. I mean, I follow Nashville news or something. Every day there's a DUI person splattered on there. So it's not just a, you know, a man thing.
Right.
It's a societal thing. You know, people feel that I'm good enough to drive, but
I'm fine.
technically you're not based upon the law.
Right.
I think some people are probably unaware of how easily you can – like I just – this is something I've come to learn over years, just talking to people who have had that experience. I've been very fortunate not to be in that position, but – you know, sometimes you think, "Well, I've only had a couple beers," but you'd be surprised how it still might show up on the breathalyzer.
Oh,
that you still are in the area of being impaired
all the time. Every year, you have those meetings coming. Yeah. Someone comes in at the beginning of the year and they tell you, "Hey, listen, fellas or girls, it doesn't matter whichever sport. Listen, just because when you consume one or two drinks, just because you may feel okay." Doesn't mean you're okay. If I was to ask you to do certain tasks or blow into a breathalyzer, you're going to, whatever that legal limit, we may not agree with or whatnot, but you're still blowing over the legal limit. You know, the legal limit could be low, you know, but you, if they ask you to do it and you do it and it's over, you know, whatever the standard is or the law is for that state, you may be completely fine. But if they see anything, if your eyes are red, if they any slur, you can just mistakenly say something late at night and they think, okay, this person's been drinking. Let me give a test. And you may be fine, but once you blow into that breathalyzer, if you choose to do that, it may say otherwise. And you may be thinking like, man, I'm okay.
Right.
Like seriously.
No question.
615-737-1025. Lorenzo wants to weigh in on Todd Downey. Lorenzo, welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I want to portray this like it's a movie called Todd Downey, the greatest game he's ever coached. And think of it from a script. And I'm saying this based on probably what happened last night. Mm-hmm. They were probably on the plane from Green Bay saying, you know, Todd Downey, yeah, you're here, bro. You're here. Chug-a-chug. Drink it up, right? And so he probably was probably, you know, feeling the best he's ever felt. So then he gets into the car, probably leaving last night, feeling redeemed, right? Sometimes the best place to be is in your car, right? So he's probably driving like, yeah, they thought I was weak, but I'm here. You know, some people think I'm a future head coach. I'm here. I know what I'm doing. And so probably what happened, and again, DUI is no joke. Don't get me wrong. But just like a bad relationship, sometimes you look for an out. And I think, you know, what's hurt Todd down, I think he should be suspended. But I think that thin line for him, is maybe as far as losing his job, I mean, because at the end of the day, we are 32 in the league in offense, right? All jobs have performance metrics, and he's not performing at his job. So they'll probably suspend him, but I think that line between him staying at his job and getting fired, that line has been cut a bit. You know what I mean? They sort of have given him that. So do you all feel that? Do you all feel that he's put himself in a worse position now than he did previous?
Thank you, Lorenzo. I appreciate it. He has a point. He does have a point in regards to – it's just like anything. If you've consistently like kind of bent the rules and say if you're on a team and you're constantly late, you're a good player, but you're constantly late, and you know your play is up and down, but you're constantly late. You're doing all these things that you shouldn't be doing, and then on top of that, you get in trouble. What happens?
It's now a lot easier for you,
exactly,
for them to say.
It's
a lot easier. He's for just the, not doing it.
You
yeah.
know what?
And that's not just with a sports team.
Exactly. That's like if you're anything
at your workplace.
Exactly.
You're part of the team, and if you're not doing the job, but they love you as a person, you might get a little extra slack.
Exactly.
But if you're not doing the job and you're goofing up in a lot of areas, you're like, this guy's not worth the time.
Exactly.
Let's just move on. We'll get somebody else in here.
No, you're
it's a lot easier
right.
to move on from that type of person.
So Lorenzo had a point in regards to now.
But let's be honest. They're not the 32nd best offense, okay? They are maybe by yards, but they are performing a little better than that, to be fair. I'm not saying they're a top 10 offense. Red zone, they're the best in the red zone. That counts for something. That moves you up. From
Willie,
dead
Willie,
last.
Willie they had a game been, a few weeks exactly. ago where a receiver didn't catch a
that's
pass.
That's right, with Malik Willis playing quarterback.
Willie,
they almost won the game.
Willie, I mean Willie.
They are not 32nd.
No, Willie, when you're in the red zone 15 times and everybody else has been in the red zone 30 times, 25 times, 40 times, and you've only been in there 15 times, let's just say 15 times, and you score 13 out of 15, that's great. But you need to get in the red zone more.
No question. But they're not 32nd.
They're not
32nd. Derrick Henry is back there. Okay?
Willie, but
they run the ball really well. they're not 32nd.
Beside last night's game, which
was great,
Downey coached. That might have again that was
that was
the
their best offensive
job
performance that they've
I
had
see,
all year.
Absolutely,
sure.
But as a whole, this offense is one of the bottom half. Isn't a bottom half?
Okay, bottom half. I'm completely in agreement. Not 32nd though. That's thrown out there 32nd because in yards
because
that
of
might
the consistency.
Be true.
They've
but
been
they're
30,
not the worst offense in the league. You can't be 7-3 and have the worst offense.
That's because
in the
their defense is damn good. Their defense is only giving up, what, 16 points a game, I think, somewhere around there? 16, 17 points a game? When you have a really good defense, then your offense, if your offense is inept, you're still going to win a lot of games.
I know. I'm just saying, let's be fair and not say 32nd. You can look at any analytics site. They're not 32nd in efficiency.
They're 29th.
a little higher than that. Maybe you know, bottom 10, but they're not last.
You know what I'm going to say, Willie? What? I love you. I do.
Okay, you ask every defensive coordinator
you're
who's the worst
favorite,
offense
in
the league.
You're one of my favorite people in the world. I just want you to know.
Who's the worst offense in the league?
I don't know.
According to this ranking, the Tennessee
Titans. Tennessee
Titans.
The 7-3 Tennessee Titans?
I know.
Hey.
You think there's defensive coordinators that would say, if you could face any offense in the league, who's the worst offense? Who do you want to face? You think with Derrick Henry back there, they're going to choose the Titans? No. The analytics say otherwise, too. I could go into that. I don't want to bore people.
I understand.
They're not last.
I understand.
Okay? Don't look at the yards. We're past that. Okay, that's like saying in baseball, we only look at the batting average. I think we've learned in baseball there's way more to it than your batting average. So let's have a little bit of layered thinking when you say, oh, let's only look at the yards when we say who's the worst offense. They're not the worst offense in the league. They certainly aren't after last night.
They are.
They're maybe bottom 10.
Look,
that's fair.
I have a joke I'm going to make, but I'm just going to go to break instead because that's probably the best idea for me. 615-737-1025 at 11. We'll actually get into the game, but more of your calls coming up next. Chase Willie D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. That's not on my list.
Yeah, I didn't think that was on
that's
your
a,
list.
That's a
wait,
violation.
Did we run out of did we run out of songs already? It's only the first hour of the show.
No.
Well, Nick, where's the rest of the library? What happened?
You know what you did. So now own up to it.
Look, I understand your frustration.
You wanted to get your
I
own
gave
song
there.
There
are nine songs.
I gave you an assignment.
There are nine songs. We have to spread them out.
Okay, I will give you more songs.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Chase, I got to believe your library is deeper than nine songs.
I gave you nine to start with. You come to me and go, hey, I need more. Like, we're in the first hour.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Chase, Willie, D-Mace.
Come on, Nick.
Where's Elijah? Get him back. He won't screw this up.
Come on, Nick.
615-737-1025. My good friend, Jill Jelnick of Fox 17, has tweeted at us and says, hey, Willie D, 1025, at Willie D, 1025, I agree with you. The Titans do not have the worst offense in the league, and last night was proof of that. No one wants to go up against Derrick Henry. I like your layered thinking.
Thank you, Jill.
Well, how many yards did Derrick Henry have?
Well, he had 87 running, and he had a 40-something yard catch.
Yeah.
He had a touchdown pass.
But I'm just saying, like, running the football, because Jill said no one wants to go up against Derrick Henry. And listen.
But did he not set them up? Like,
no,
Green Bay cheated to stop him, and it opened up all kinds of stuff.
But this is what I'm saying. Teams now, they're not, and this is no disrespect to Derrick Henry. He's not the runner he was last year. Teams, you're going to have some teams where he's just going to run through and Derrick Henry yards now, it's more about him controlling the clock. It's not necessarily that he has to get over 150, but if he controls the clock and keep defenses with a stacked box, he's doing his job. But he's not the runner that he used to be. You see too many times one player tackles him. You've seen it over and over again. Last year and the year before that, that would have never happened. A defensive back, a safety, one linebacker tackling Derrick Henry. He would run over him, and then it would have to be another guy to tackle him. that burst is not there. You saw it in a screen pass. You saw it in multiple games this year where the old Derrick Henry, once he gets out, he's gone. You might as well forget it. He doesn't have that burst, but what he does, he still has that power. He's still going to grind it out, and that's what they need him to do moving forward. But I'm not going to prescribe to, well, if you ask teams, you know, because the Titans, until they started yesterday, was a good start with Treylon Burks. Until they find a legitimate player outside that can stretch the field, teams are cool with Derrick Henry because he's not the Derrick Henry he used to be. Now, he's still I think he's still the best back in the NFL, best runner in the NFL. But he doesn't have that burst. He doesn't have that power that he once had. It's evident. I'm watching film, and the film don't lie. Still a good back, but he doesn't have that burst. So teams are like, listen, they don't have AJ no more. They don't have a playmaker. So we're not scared to play Derrick Henry.
Right.
We're just stack the box and force him to throw.
That was probably the biggest thing that they got out of last night, is that a team – clearly, that was struggling to stop the run all year, Green Bay. They geared up to slow Derrick Henry down. They successfully did it, 3.1 yards a carry. Didn't have a carry more than 9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But the Titans were still good enough to burn them and make them pay for trying to take Derrick Henry away. Mm-hmm. For a while, I think we were all wondering, mm-hmm. were the receivers, was the passing game good enough to do that? Well, they proved last night they're capable of doing that. And that's really going to be the theme of the second half. How much better can they get? Because the schedule, they got some tough teams that, in theory,
moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Downing showed you his mentality yesterday, like early in the game. First play went to Chig. First play. And if he hits Chig on a run, that's a huge play. Then they come out and they try to go deep again. Then they hit Treylon Burks deep. His mentality was, I got my playmakers back. I got Treylon Burks, he's healthy. We need to make a concerted effort. I said this yesterday. Find a way to find your playmakers. Design plays to find your playmakers. And they did. Chigakonkwo, Hilliard, Treylon Burks. And when you have those guys and you make a concerted effort to get those guys the ball, what happens? Guys like Hooper's job get a lot easier. He's open. Jeff Swain, they should go to Hooper and say this. Listen, we love Swain. We do. He's going to be here no matter what. But you, Hooper, you need to become a better blocker, because with you and Chig on the field, it helps you. When Chig's on the field with you, it helps you, Hooper. Why? Because defenses are going to gear toward Chigakonkwo, because he's the explosive playmaker at tight end. That leaves Hooper one-on-one with everybody. So if I'm Hooper, I'm like, Chig, please put him out there. Because just like a number one, AJ's out there, everybody else's job is easier. When Chig is out there, Hooper's job is a lot easier, because teams are paying attention to Chig and not Hooper.
Real quick, Ricky's been waiting patiently on Todd Downing. Ricky, welcome in.
Wife's first name. I couldn't understand what she said.
Ricky, you're on the air. Never mind.
Yeah, what was he ordering something? Was he ordering some food or something?
I tried. At least it wasn't, you know, what happened
last week.
A few years ago. All right, coming up next, we will do a deep dive into the Titans' win over Green Bay last night. At 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on that, that's all coming up. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. But it's all happening right now in sports, and it's all happening at Superbook Sports, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, and soon enough, the World Cup. There's no better place to wager on all of that than Superbook Sports. When you sign up, deposit, and wager all on the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. When the sports world is busy, you know what? It's time to get busy winning some money. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com to wager and win today. Do like I did. Download that app, load your money in there, find something that you want to wager on, and boom, you can get after it. It is that easy. If you're looking ahead to Sunday, I like Chicago +3 on the road against Arthur Smith in Atlanta. You can go bet on that and so much more. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.